Wall to wall sad tuba doesn't count. What?
Huh?
Where's this Memorex? And we'll confuse the children.
All right, tonight is Thursday, August 12th, 2000. No.
What?
This is a pre-recorded show. No.
No.
Oh, where's all our people? What the fuck?
I don't know.
It's Labor Day weekend.
There's nobody here.
A lot of folks took
Friday
off.
It's not the weekend.
Folks took Friday off and Vamanos on Thursday night to avoid traffic.
It was
fantastic tonight.
They will rue the day.
That's right.
I put the word out on Facebook. I don't know.
JB Miller's here, so that's all we need.
Well,
that's what it was. I was actually late, and so I didn't get a chance to plug it on my blog. So it's my fault.
I had to talk about the friggin' little Obama bitch fest. Wah, I can't get real gun control, so I'm going to piss off the collectors and lie about NFA fucking dickwad.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
I believe that's a topic.
It is a topic. Well, I don't think it's an official topic, but I put in a disclaimer.
That's right.
In the show announcement. So we're covered if we diverge from the topic list.
What? Squirrel Report not stick rigidly to the topic list?
Well, let's do the music and we'll get into it. Hey! Insert cheesy voice here. It is Thursday, August 29th, 2013, and it's time for the Squirrel Report. And I think I'm going to try to find some new intro music. This is getting
kind of stale. I like that. No, you have to keep that.
Ugh.
It's very dramatic.
I heard it on. You know, I heard the exact same music on some other cheesy podcast, and I don't. It pissed me off. So,
are you implying we're a cheesy podcast?
No, I said some other cheesy podcast.
Oh, you know, while we're on the topic, I want you to talk about
cheesy podcasts.
Yes. I want you to talk about the email that you sent all of us.
What email would that be?
About
because I've sent several.
Buy our share.
I'm not sure y'all are reading my emails. So
I read your emails. I do my homework. For once. No, the email that you sent us saying that you have listened to other podcasts.
Oh, right.
In comparison, we're pretty awesome.
Well, yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. I normally there's a few podcasts I listen to because I don't have a whole lot of time to just sit around and listen to crap.
Well, there's your problem is I listen to a ton of podcasts and I don't do any sitting.
Yeah.
I do it almost all on my feet.
Well,
and it's only because the mice don't talk back.
Well, yeah. Anyway,
to be fair, I don't know if I'd want to hear them. I just wiped out like, I don't know, like 60 of them today.
The mice?
Yes.
Oh,
I got so much
bringer of death. I am Weird the Destroyer.
That's right.
So anyway, I listen to a few podcasts and they tend to be ones that are the ones that I listen to are ones that are done kind of by like guys that were in radio and television and they, you know, they have all the audio and they know what the fuck they're doing and they have really good production values and they sound good and, you know, irrespective of the content. And I've kind of always used that, you know, this is the aspiration for stuff I do. I've always, you know, wanted decent audio where it's not, you know. You know, the content, you know, needs to be interesting and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, for a variety of reasons over the last couple of weeks, I've been listening to some other podcasts.
Care to plug a few?
I'm
interested to hear what Alan listens to.
Well, no, this is,
you don't have to tell which ones were on the You Sound Awesome list and which ones were, well, they sound like dog shit. I'm just curious.
Well, I'll just not mention any. There are some podcasts from some very well-known popular on the internet sites and people that I listen to and just, I was appalled at how bad they sounded. Like really bad. And not just bad audio, but just bad. They were just bad. And I thought, crap, I have very high standards, believe it or not. And I've always been a little, I've always thought that we were, not quite there yet. But after listening to these other podcasts, we're pretty fucking good.
You're awesome.
So, are
you saying that the Squirrel Report listeners are getting their money worth?
Yes, they are getting every cent that they've invested in it.
Also, do we get a raise?
Yes, I've decided to double what I pay each of you. So.
I don't have to sell old Bessie.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Is it going
to
be as much as I get for selling Marooned to Gun Auction?
Maybe more.
All right, that kicked over my giggle box.
Anyway, so there's that. There's a couple other things.
Did you finally get your offer?
Me?
No, Jay.
Oh, Jay.
No, Alan, I still didn't. I went through my spam and everything. So apparently,
that is
I don't remember.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Bubblehead last.
How the fuck
does
did
not
I get
lock.
Something? That you... Yeah. Les got one.
Les got one. He doesn't even blog.
What? Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
So yeah, I went through my spam. Nothing. I went through my spam on 4 different emails.
Well, I hope that
I didn't get one. So
yeah, you don't blog, Rita.
Yes.
Anyway, well, hell, I barely blog. I'm surprised I got one. I don't, Anyway, in other housekeeping news, we are on a different streaming service now. How cool are we? We're ice cool.
Oh, my God. You're
because we're on Ice Cast now.
Dork.
You start singing Ice Baby.
Yeah, I was going to go there. I was either I was going there or Iceman.
Sing it. No, now you have to sing it.
Go ahead. Ice, baby. Give me the bass beat, Jay.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody knows it, though. You noticed that.
I have no shame. So anyway, we're on IceCast. This is a new service. It's actually cheaper than what we were than the old one, and it works better. This one actually works with iOS devices, unlike the other one. This also has unlimited bandwidth, which the other one did not have. So that means that I can throw up some of the most recent episodes in rotation and let them stream 24 hours a day. So if you want to, if you're bored or you want to fall asleep or something, you can, tune in and listen.
Yeah, because falling asleep to the Squirrel Report is a great idea because either Jay and I are going to start yelling at any random moment.
Well, that or I'm thinking we can do some like subliminal stuff, right?
Buy Squirrel Report.
Yes, that's right.
Bye. We actually have to have Squirrel Report.
Well, I was going to actually, I was going to talk to Gudis who did the logo. I need a bigger logo for the iTunes streaming.
We do the t-shirt
and for the holsters.
They want a 1400x1400. All I have is like 600x600. So.
Just blow it up.
Anyway, I was going to ask him if he wanted to throw up a Zazzle store or something with the logo on a shirt so people could buy it if they wanted to.
Yeah, we do need t-shirts, I think.
I don't want to do it, and he did the logo, so,
I'd buy one.
Yeah, I would, too.
I'm still kind of bummed I didn't buy a Vicious Circle t-shirt.
Yeah, well, you blew it. I'm not selling you mine. Actually, what? I think you can still buy a Vicious Circle t-shirt. It may still be it's on the Zazzle store.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel kind of like I got my high school Letterman's jacket like on my senior year, and being the dipshit that I was, I wore it to college and got immediately told, don't be the dude that wears your high school Letterman's jacket to college. And I went, oh, okay. And so it got worn that one time.
Yeah.
Aw. What did you letter in?
I lettered in, because I only got it my senior year, so it must have just been tennis.
He lettered in hog.
I thought I might have lettered in swimming.
I just, I don't picture Weird in the white skirt. I just don't.
Hey, I played tennis in high school.
Oh no,
you
I
go
was
weird.
I was
you
had
a picture in the white skirt, Brita.
People always used to say I'd come onto the tennis court and I'd be wearing like a t-shirt and a pair of jeans. And someone would say, oh, come on, man. You're not going to play tennis in a pair of jeans. And I'd kick their ass.
That's right.
I've never given a shit on what I wear.
I didn't let her, though.
But I used to wear one of those mesh golf hats, the one with the really, really wide brims.
Nice.
And all that, which also people went, hey, man, isn't that like a golf hat? And I said, I don't give a shit. It keeps the sun out of my eyes when I serve. Because there's nothing worse than going up for a serve. And just at that last moment when you're about to let the racket break onto the ball, you get that blast of sun in the eye.
I don't know. I wasn't that tall.
You can feel the sun.
I'm kidding.
The sun is directional.
I did have the white skirt, though. And the underpants with pockets, which were awesome.
Ooh.
I know.
Now, Brita, are you young enough that you had the that you were playing tennis with the handy underpants with the Velcro?
What?
Those were really cool when those showed up on the scene.
No, mine didn't.
Girls would just stick tennis balls to their ass.
Oh no, that's cool. No,
it was really cool. Yeah, I remember when I hit the scene.
It just had little pockets. It was great. Yeah.
No, I remember
it was awesome then.
All right. So anyway, I was going to say,
sponsored to you by the sport of tennis.
if you want to, there's some cool stuff I threw together on the. If you go to the webpage and you look under the Listen Live Thursday 8 Central call in blah 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 where it says Flash Player, there's a link that goes to a page with a little Flash Player on it and some other. Interesting info. I don't know why it says episode 3. This is not episode 3. Anyway, it lists the last episodes of the play. It shows how many people are listening. It has a little map where it lists the IP address of where it thinks the IP address you're listening from is on the U.S. So anyway, there are 30 people listening right now.
And cool. It caters your gun auction ads directly to your location.
Yeah, it won't do that. Yeah, Flash. Well, you know, boar patch. Flash is an abomination, but it's the only thing that works in the web thing. And if you look underneath where it says Flash Player, there's some little links where it's like Winamp and iTunes, Windows Media Player, Real Player, and QuickTime. And you can click on those and listen to them in something else that's not Flash.
And you use the Apple to if you have an iOS device?
Yes, use the Winamp, iTunes link, the first one with the little lightning bolt, and that will play on a iPod or an iPad or an whatever.
Winamp plays on Apple devices.
It's just the stream. It's the same stream that plays on both of those devices.
That's very cool. My wife and my neighbor will be happy because both of them attempted to listen to it on an Apple device. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
and then I told them about the other thing, and they're like,
it was a pain in the ass. And for some reason, the old stream just wouldn't work. So anyway, this one's better, and it works.
It's more better.
And it's actually 128 kbps streaming instead of 64, so our sound's much better.
Wow. Squirrel Report in high fidelity.
That's right.
It's hi-fi.
It's like CD quality.
CD quality.
We offer this in the highest fidelity.
We were formerly at 8-track quality with built-in hiss.
Yeah.
And remember, put us in through your surround sound system, and we'll sound like we're around you.
So anyway, let's get to our topics. We actually had several topics, and then Obama threw a fucking bomb in everyone's lap today.
Conveniently at the same time as Syria.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
It's like which thing is he trying to distract from? Is this more like scandal overload, or I mean, Jesus?
Yeah. Well, they're all phony anyway, so.
Well, to be fair, I mean, his whole political career has been scandal overload, and so far he's been doing okay.
Yeah.
That's because he's black.
Yeah. As Hunter S. Thompson said, I would never recommend drugs, violence, and insanity, but it always worked for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, the affirmative action president.
Yeah.
You know, we give him extra points because he's black.
But only half.
He fills up some very, very necessary quotas.
That's right.
So in addition to all the other crap, let's talk about the thing today. So this is an executive order. Is that?
Yep.
Just like
Bill Clinton's executive order that banned, that mandated the M-14s be destroyed rather than.
So here's the problem with executive orders. Before we actually get to what he said, the problem with the executive order, especially with this Congress, is there's no way to overturn it.
Right.
You know, I mean, Congress would have to pass a law. It'd have to go through the Senate, which ain't going to happen. And even if it did, Obama would veto it.
Right.
So then what?
Wait for the next administration and...
You know, is somebody going to sue and say it's unconstitutional? I mean, that's really the only choice we have right now.
Yeah.
Is some kind of lawsuit against it. So anyway, what he did was he did basically two things. One is he banned the reimportation of previously exported military firearms.
Right.
Which is basically the only thing it covers is the M1s in South Korea. I can't think of anything else that it covers.
Yeah, if there's any M1 carbines left over, which I'm not sure that there are.
Right.
I think the CMB got them all.
Yeah, but it's like there's like a million or so M1 Garands in South Korea that they've been trying to re-import for years, and this pretty much puts into that.
Yeah, which it's quite... It's hard to imagine a less useful gun control measure. You're talking about the M1 Garand.
Yeah.
It's like 10 pounds, 8 feet long, and fires 8 rounds of full-power rifle ammo. It is about the least likely gun to be used in street crime, short of a full-on bazooka, for Christ's sake.
Well, here's the thing, too, if you listen to the news reports about it, they say, you know, military weapons. And what that conjures up is, you know, M16s and machine guns.
It's absolutely intentional, no question about
it. Yeah, which ties into the second thing that he did, which is basically screws everybody in a NFA unfriendly law enforcement district. And we kind of have to dive into the NFA rat hole for those of you that aren't familiar with it. If you want an NFA weapon, if you want to make a short-barreled rifle or short sawed-off shotgun or any other weapon or transfer a machine gun or a silencer, and I think that's about it.
Destructive.
Yeah, but come on, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's still under that umbrella.
Right. So anyway, to do all that, you have to, you have to fill out some paperwork, you have to go get some fingerprints, you have to go to your chief law enforcement officer, and that can be the police chief, the sheriff, I think a district attorney? I'm not real sure about that. Anyway, basically it's your chief of the law enforcement where you reside, and get him to sign your paperwork saying that, yeah, you know, it's okay. The problem is a lot of chiefs, law enforcement officers, refuse to do that.
Right.
Mostly in big cities, although there are some that, you know, in other places that won't do it. Some states it's illegal anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Massachusetts, California.
Suppressors.
So anyway.
Actually, yeah, Massachusetts, yeah, just suppressors. And it's short barrel rifles, right?
Short barrel rifles are mess.
Yeah. Okay.
So one thing you can't do is you can't make your own short barrel shotgun.
Well,
you can't take
ridiculous.
An existing shotgun, apply for the stamp, and cut the barrel down. It has to be offered from the factory.
All right. So anyway, there's a lot of places where the chief law enforcement officer refuses to sign them, which is basically backdoor gun control. And so there's a so-called loophole in the law, which basically says companies and trusts don't have to have a chief law enforcement officer sign off. So, people in Houston and Dallas and, shitty cities that would never sign off on these things have formed what's called an NFA trust, which the trust owns the NFA weapon, and they don't have to get the law enforcement sign off. So what Obama has done in this executive order is require that some responsible officer of the trust or corporation also has to get the chief law enforcement officer sign off. So that really sucks. This is just a huge fuck you to the
It doesn't ban trusts.
It doesn't ban the trust. It just makes it impossible to get one, to get a form one or form four signed off. If you live in a place where you can't get it signed off. And that's the reason most people do a trust anyway. I mean, there are other reasons to do a trust, but the overwhelming majority of reasons people do a trust is because they live somewhere where the chief law enforcement officer is a dick and he won't sign it.
Actually, I think I know a few people that have a trust, not because of that, but so that they can leave the house with their, wife, child, significant other, all that.
Those may exist, but I guarantee you the number one reason is because of chief law enforcement officer sign-off.
Yeah, I'll point it.
That's the overwhelming majority of the reason. So, and the problem here is people that want to buy M1 Garands and people that want to get NFA weapons are, bar none, the most law-abiding, least likely to be criminal people in the entire country. In the entire history of the NFA, there's only been, two murders using an NFA weapon? And they were both by cops. I think they were both by cops.
Yeah, they may have been. I know one of them.
It is insane.
The other thing to remember is, even in a trust, the person, because a trust doesn't walk down to the gun store and pick up the NFA weapon. A person has to.
Right.
A person covered by that trust.
And when you do it, you have to fill out a 4473.
That person still needs to have a background check done.
Yes.
So they lied through their fucking teeth.
And fill out the 4473 where you say you're not a prohibited person and all that kind of stuff.
So. Exactly. So no prohibited persons were using NFA trusts to get NFA weapons. It was a fucking lie.
And the way they made it, the way they wrote it in the story sounds like it was like regular pistols and guns and stuff.
Oh, of course.
Also, and further, I mean, the one conceived point is, yes, you can be a prohibited person and be in one of these trusts and all that. But it's not like anyone's going to let, Thugsley the crack dealer.
You can be armed in the trust in the same sense that you can go down to the street corner and buy a gun. I don't think it's legal. If you're a prohibited person, you can't hold a gun.
Yeah, you can't take possession of it. That's
right.
True. You can be on the trust, and so therefore you can technically be entitled to whatever percentage of that gun's value in the event that the trust gets liquidated.
Well, but that's an ownership right. That's not the...
You can't take possession of the gun. Furthermore, no one's going to allow... I mean, if you've got a $30,000 M16, you're not going to let Thugsley the crack dealer get a hold of it, because that's a...
No, even if he is your brother-in-law.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm...
It was nothing but window dressing. It was window dressing and a poke in the eye.
That's exactly what it is. The
NFA puzzles me because that I can't imagine that covers a whole lot of people. There's only like 650,000 NFA weapons.
And most of those are not machine guns.
Right, right. They're mostly short barrel rifles and short barrel shotguns, et cetera.
The best estimate is that there are between 100,000 and 200,000 actual machine guns on the NFA registry. Everything else is short barrel rifles, suppressors, blah, stuff like that.
you know, again, and two crimes out of 650,000 over 80 years. Do the math, folks.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you're talking about like something like 1/3,000th of a percent.
Well, here's the thing. You know, people that own machine guns and NFA weapons are not poor people by definition.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they are absolutely the last tier of people you need to worry about.
Right. Well, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. They have money.
Yeah.
And they have, and if you have money, you have influence in the political process.
And you have something to lose.
That's right. So
that's the whole thing.
Go ahead.
If you're getting into NFA weaponry, even a short barrel rifle is going to be the price of the rifle plus the stamp plus the cost of shortening the barrel.
Right.
So you're talking about a standard rifle plus a whole bunch extra.
Plus a suppressor, because why would you use a SBR without getting a suppressor for it? I mean, that's the whole point of an SBR, right?
You know, I mean, you're very unlikely to have only a short barrel rifle.
Right.
So if you screw that up, you're going to lose your right to own all the other guns you have.
Yep.
So you have super extra reason to walk that line and be as clean as you possibly can.
Yep.
When you've got something to lose, you have every reason in the world to walk the line. When you are a criminal, you don't.
Yeah. Well, you've already, you know, it's like they say, the second murder's free.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho, so it was just a giant middle finger to.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You got a bunch of people that have a bunch of money tied up in machine guns. I mean, these people are connected usually. They are, you know, lawyers and CEOs and doctors and people that, you know.
Metric shitloads of disposable income.
Plain and simple. And. You know, if they have it in an NFA trust and they want to go buy the next thing and all of a sudden they can't because they live in Houston or Dallas or, you know, wherever that they can't get a sign off. And all of a sudden, you know, I really expect this to be challenged. I see no hope whatsoever of it being overturned by the Congress. It's just not going to happen.
Well,
the Republicans are already squishy as hell on this stuff.
No, nobody's going to touch NFA with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
Because as soon as somebody says, you know what, this is wrong, we need to change it, it's going to be Congressman so-and-so wants to give felons machine guns.
Yep.
I can write you the fucking New York Times headline.
Yep. I think the only chance in hell of getting this overturned is going to be in court, and that's just going to take forever. And it may not even happen again.
Nobody's overturned George Herbert Walker Bush's ban on sporting rifles.
Yeah.
You know, semi-automatic foreign rifles that don't meet the sporting purposes from 89. That's still out there. We haven't overturned the ban on parts kits from George W. Bush.
Nope, haven't.
You know, my one and only AK was built from a kit that I got simply because they were rolling that ban out.
Well, if this does the executive, and this is where I'm unclear about, and you know, I don't think any of us really know how this works. Is normally the way this stuff works is the ATF does a notice of proposed rule change and takes comments for 90 days or whatever it is, and then decides to implement it or not. But if this is done by executive order. If that's what this is, then that bypasses this normal rulemaking process. That may be grounds for a lawsuit right there, because it bypassed the, you know, the legally required rulemaking process, you know, for NFA.
Since when does breaking the law ever stop them?
Yeah, but the NFA is different. NFA is not, because they have a lot of control over importing and exporting and stuff like that. I mean, that's actually in the Constitution.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the NFA, there's a reason the BATF has not dicked around with the NFA as much as they could have, because there is a formal rulemaking process they have to go through. and we're deep into, you know, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer and I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about right now. So
you're doing better than the mainstream media.
Yeah, well,
sorry to damn faint praise.
Yeah, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So if we bored everyone to tears by now, I'm sorry, Brita.
What?
we have 36 listeners live right now in the stream. I'm impressed. Thank you for listening, everyone.
I know. Call in and tell us your favorite NFL.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yes, do we have callers? Yeah. Are we going to have callers?
Well, we'd like to have callers. Area code, whatever the hell it is, 214-530-0036. The official call-in topic is call in and tell us what shocking or scandalous thing you saw on TV years ago that is no longer considered shocking anymore. Apparently, anything based on the MTV Video Music Awards, anything can be shown on television these days.
Which is why I don't watch
Lord.
TV.
And obviously you can call in and talk about anything you want to.
I was actually kind of shocked to find out that that MTV is like still on the air.
I was too.
Because I'm surprised they don't show videos anymore, do they?
No, they don't show videos anymore. It's all like reality TV and crap like that.
Jersey Shore.
And gyrating pelvises.
Hey. Yeah. And we have a caller. How about that?
Okay.
Let's take a call. This is from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Area code 865. Hello.
Oh, you know who it is.
Dennis.
It's as soon as you say it's Oak Ridge, Tennessee. There's a couple of things. Put the phone number on the streaming page. Because it doesn't appear where the flash player is.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I keep telling Alan that.
I had to go back to the home page to find the number.
Okay. Well, I will put the call-in number on the screen.
You don't have it memorized?
Yeah. What's up with you, Dennis?
Come on. It should be on speed dial.
I do.
It's not on speed dial at the store. I'm sorry. I'm coming to you from...
Are you calling us directly from the gun store?
From the gun store. I'm standing in the gun store.
That's pretty awesome.
You should better watch out for that. The BATF may come investigate
you. You don't have any FAA items, do you, Dennis?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't have any FAA items. But I am seriously thinking of getting my SOT Class 3,
nice.
which will allow me to handle suppressors and that sort of thing. It's not all that expensive.
You can give them out to people without background checks because that happens all the time, according to President Obama.
Yeah.
Suppressors are us. You just walk in, they put it in a bag, they send you out the door.
If there's anything that has a ghost of a chance of, I mean, I think the only sticky wicket for the NFA is full auto because that's the only gun that does anything different than, you know, anything you can readily get a hold of. I mean, it's one of those. In a world where you can buy a Smith & Wesson 500 Magnum revolver with a 2-inch barrel, well, then you know, it really doesn't matter if you've got a Ruger Charger with a stock or a 30-06 with a 12-inch barrel on it.
You know, my hand still hurts from that, by the way.
Oh, that I think was cool. The contender. That was boomy.
Anyway, Dennis.
I was along with the whole NFA topic thing. The Department of Justice decided that it's not going to bother the states. If the state says that Mary Jane is legal, then it's legal, and they're not going to go ahead and bother them. Well, did they ever stop to think about what happens with question 11E on the 4473 in those states when somebody comes in and goes, yeah, I use this all the time. It's legal in this state. And they come in and they say, no, I'm not an illegal user because now it's legal. So if they say no, you know, and I'd like to see them, you know, someone coming in, toking on a hash pipe or a bong, buying the damn gun, filling out the 4473, saying, no, with an ATF agent standing right there in wherever the state is, Colorado or whoever it is that they're going to let it slide, and then see what the ATF agent does. Does he go ahead and smack the FFL around saying, you can't sell it to them, and the FFL goes, sure I can. In the state of Colorado, it's legal. I mean, seriously, you know, does the Department of Justice realize what they just opened up with the 4473, the Brady background check saying if the guy uses marijuana, he can't have a gun, but it's legal in Colorado, so he can have a gun.
Well, isn't the key word illegal drugs?
Yeah.
What's that?
Isn't the key word is illegal, right?
But again, we've also got to remember what exactly this statement was, which, you know, it's a fine statement, and, you know, again, it was a statement issued by Eric Holder, who, if in fact he is not lying on this, this is the first time he's ever told the truth in his entire natural life. but also the big issue is that no matter what, you know, this statement just says, no, we're not going to bother you. That doesn't make it any less illegal.
Right.
You know, that's like, you know, Joan Peterson's statement of, well, if a felon's buying a gun, then it's perfectly legal for a felon to buy a gun.
Right. If they can do it, it's legal.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, it's one of those statements that, you know, just, you know, ah, just. Yep. Go ahead, James.
I just posted the 11E in chat for anybody who's listening.
The 11E says, are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? So
they can say no.
They can say, no, I'm not an unlawful user because it is lawful in their state. What is ATF going to do if somebody comes in and he's got a joint hanging out of his mouth and he's poking as he's buying the gun, and there's an ATF agent there doing the yearly inspection, looking to the
phone. You'll nail him for violating the smoking ordinance.
And the guy behind the counter goes, yep, it's legal. There's your gun.
Except again, it's now, I mean, this is, I'm being super duper pedantic, but I mean, that's the whole point of all of that is just because you're not going to be arrested for violating the federal, or at least Eric Holder is claiming you're not going to be arrested for violating the federal law, you still are violating the federal law. It's still illegal on the federal level, and you're still in the United States of America. So,
and I guess it really doesn't matter because they don't prosecute you when you lie under 4473 anyway.
This is true. They don't care.
Now they have. There have been, what, two cases where they prosecute people?
Jay, get your facts right. There were three.
I've got a motorcycle ride to get home.
All right. Thanks for calling, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
JG, if your package hasn't arrived today, it will be there tomorrow.
Woohoo! Thank you, good
Jay,
sir.
Jay, tell me about your package.
You know all about my package.
Speaking of packages, hey, Brita.
What?
You want to talk about boob glue?
Not really.
Hey, Brita, do you want to talk about my pretty toes on the air?
Have you kept up your pedicure after camping, or?
If by kept up, I haven't trimmed my toenails because I'm terrified of that too.
Okay.
But my quicks are definitely not matching anymore.
Okay.
What?
But you didn't take off the color yet?
Oh, no. They're still blue. I'm looking at them right now.
Aw, that's cute.
I know. I like it. I'm going to be the best daddy of my little girl ever.
Second.
You know, I used to paint my dad's toenails when he would fall asleep on the couch.
Drunk.
Not drunk. He just would fall asleep, you know, in front of the TV on the couch. And I would, you know, think it was hilarious to paint his toenails red usually. But the funny thing is he hated the smell of nail polish remover so much that he would just leave it on until it wore off. And so, like, months later, he'd still have red toenail polish on. Oh, and he's probably rolling over in his grave. Sorry, Dad.
He didn't like the smell of nail polish remover, and he loved you so much.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah. I don't know why you brought up the boob glue, Alan.
It's on the topic list. Boob glue and twerking.
But it's totally...
I'm trying to get off the gun thing.
Okay, you do shitty segues.
I do shitty segues, yes.
Frida, can you tell me about boob glue? I don't know what this is. But
well, this whole boob glue thing, I was having like a, you know, an issue this week with feminists and Miley Cyrus and twerking. And then I happened upon this, I guess it's a blog post. I would call it a blog post on a woman's website. It's called exovane.com. And it's all kind of like about makeup and girl stuff and whatnot. And, this girl she showed a picture of herself without a bra on, and she had these like amazing boobs. And I thought, wow, great boobs. And this was without a bra. And so, but she was saying that she wanted to have cleavage. And she was giving a rundown of different products you could use to make yourself look like you had cleavage, bigger boobs. I don't know. This is beyond, like, if anybody has met me, this is not anything I would ever use because, you know, I don't believe in miracles. But but one of the items that she used was boob glue. And the name of the product is boob glue. And
crazy.
I can't believe I'm talking about this on the squirrel board. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.
Damn it.
I'm just thinking about how my chest hair would stick together.
Right? But boob glue is you put the glue on your boob and you I gotta get the link. Hold on. You put the glue on your boob and you stick your boob in your push-up bra, and it's so your boob doesn't like slip or something in your push-up bra. I don't know. This is
I don't happen to clean it. Come on.
I don't know how this works, but apparently you glue your boob into your push-up bra so your boob doesn't. It gives you extra oomph or something. Okay, I'm posting the link anyway. So I was like horrified. Within a week of this whole Miley Cyrus twerking, slut shaming, feminist going crazy, and you have boob glue. I'm like, you know, there were women in the 70s burning their bras and fighting the power and this whole thing for boob glue. That's what the whole story was. And Alan, I really hate you right now for making me talk about it.
Wow.
All right. To change the subject and to make Brita feel better, I would like to say that I think most of you...
posting the link of the boob glue into the chat.
And, but the... But the she's got some nice rack.
You're distracted. Weird.
Oh yeah, Weird lost his mind there.
That's the big issue with Weird Beard is he's got such rock solid focus. But for those of you not interested in talking about boob glue, I think you've all been to the Squirrel Report page and seen the video.
Yes. I love that.
Okay.
I would like
talk
you
about
all
that.
To be thankful, because I would like to say Jay and I burned out an entire, you know, an entire Costco pack of razor blades shaving our chests for that video to be made.
My
chest is covered in red shavy bumpies right now because of that art.
You
can go and watch that video.
I think the grin on Weird's face is disturbing and awesome at the same time.
Well, that's just the truth. You can't argue with the truth, Alan.
I've never laughed so hard. Seriously, it's the funniest video. And Alan, you're a very sexy dancer. I would have never guessed that you were so coordinated.
And we could gyrate our pelvis.
You've seen the dancing Alan video.
Oh, that's true. Oh my gosh, Jay, I totally forgot about that. Dancing Alan on YouTube. Everybody should look that up. Dancing Alan on YouTube.
It's the number one hit.
It is not.
It's the first thing that comes up for Dancing Alan.
Millions of views.
I'm putting it in chat. Don't worry.
I'm on it, Jay.
We all did it.
Yeah.
Oh! I posted the squirrel nut strippers. But
right. I feel so objectified, Brita.
I'm a very good dancer. I'm a very good dancer.
Dad let you dance in the driveway on Sundays? Mercy.
Oh, the internet was made just for me.
Thank you.
I love that that's still on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you Google Dancing Alan, it's the first thing that comes up.
Yep.
Yep, yep. And it's got, what is it, 14 million views.
It does not.
Oh, I love you guys. I really do.
Boob glue and guns.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Squirrel Report. Anyway, I posted on the boob glue link. I posted a comment on that post, and I was like, boob glue? Seriously? Do you hear yourself? And of course, you know, the website is filled with these, like, feminist girls who think everything is great, and slut-shaming. Oh, slut-shaming. You know, you're slut-shaming. No, I just think you're ridiculous if you need to glue your tits into your bra, you know.
What's interesting is actually the slut-shaming thing has gone completely, it's starting to go completely the other way.
Yes, it is.
I'm actually, one of the podcasts I'm a regular listener to, which I am forced to bite through my lower lip when the bastard talks about politics, because, oh my God, seriously, is Dan Savage's Savage Lovecast.
Oh, no.
And he gets all of these, like, super ultra touchy-feely hippies that talk about, like, their young kids doing these, like, unbelievably inappropriate sexual acts. And, like, Dan will come back and go, no, that's a young kid. That's not okay.
Yikes.
I don't care unless it comes to my kid.
Nor should you.
Oh, there are not many that feminists trying to kill you for not being a proper woman, Brita.
I bet they would if they could.
Well, I'd like to see them try. That'd be cute.
I bet they would if they could get within 950 yards.
Oh, that'd be really cute. You know, good luck, honey.
The progressives are huge fans of the No True Scotsman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well. The only black senator was not invited to the Martin Luther King 50th anniversary presentation.
Well, that's because he's not really black.
And why?
Yeah. Wasn't that nice?
Wasn't it? Yeah. Lovely.
On the plus side, it actually is adhering to Martin Luther King's beliefs because they judged him by the content of his character, i.e., conservative, rather than the color of his skin.
Ooh,
so,
good
in an ironic, perverse way, they were actually true to Dr. King rather than, I don't know, let's say somebody like President Obama, who was elected only because of the color of his skin, rather than what he could actually do.
But wait a second. Wasn't Martin Luther King one of those Republicans?
They've changed the history on that.
Yeah.
Republican back then didn't actually mean Republican. Right, it meant Democrat.
Democrats back then were actually Republicans.
Right.
They just called themselves Democrats because apparently it rhymed better.
Because shut up, racist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's not forget the, what was his name? Oh, yeah, Robert Byrd.
Robert Byrd. Was a Democrat.
Lifelong Democrat and unrepentant KKK grand hoozy woozy. Yeah.
Grand Cleveland.
I was actually on a blog that gave a very, very rousing, you know, commemorative statement on the life and times of Robert Sheets Byrd. and the person actually said, well, he really's got past the whole Klansman thing because, you know, he stood up for President Obama, and I said to the person,
"No, he did.
Wait, you actually used the he had black friends argument."
Unbelievable.
Anyway, so
call in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, seriously, we've got, oh my God, 10 minutes left.
530-0036. Let your fingers do the walking.
Favorite NFA item or most shocking moment on TV? Can I just say,
I
remember when Soap had the first gay character.
Oh, I remember that. That was shocking at the time.
Oh, that was huge.
Holy crap.
Or
I know one.
On Showtime.
I know one that is even more shocking than that. In 1964 or 5, the first interracial kiss on television.
Ooh.
Star Trek.
That's
Captain
right.
Kirk and Lieutenant Uhura.
To be
lip
fair,
lock.
That was alien mind control.
But, yeah, but so what?
Yeah, it was still.
What was the? What was
and
the
it first... was shocking. It was like, ooh.
What was the first sitcom where the married couple actually slept in the same bed?
Wasn't it the Brady Bunch?
Yes,
I think it was.
It was the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that because before they always had to have separate beds. You look at like Dick Van Dyke; they had two twin beds.
And we have callers.
Hey. That was my Fonzie. Hey,
all right, here we go. Hey. This is your buddy, the gun enthusiast.
I know that, dude.
Hey. Greetings, humans. Hey, did you know you can't hear the show while you're on a hold now?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
And you know,
I didn't think it was working. I was getting ready to hang up and call again.
I'm working on that.
Alan likes to tinker with things.
Yes, yes, we know.
The person in charge of that has been fired, and we'll fix it.
Excellent. Well, anyway, NFA items, I love them. I am up to 6 now. I am happy to do the paperwork. It is ridiculous to me that they go after these items. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. I can't believe it. It is. How can they even convince themselves that this in any way, shape, or form will prevent any crime of any real statistical value?
That's not the point.
This is the look, I got you a gift of the gun control movement.
Yeah, let's be fair. It's from the same era that like invented the first carry permits. I mean, the first carry permits weren't, you know, oh, we need to make sure that these people are trained and capable of doing that. No. We just need to make sure that poor people, undesirable people, Native Americans, and Black freemen aren't allowed to carry guns.
Anytime.
I mean, it is so obvious that they're doing that, though. I mean, incredibly obvious.
He won. Shut up, racist.
And the weird thing is, it is very racist. I mean, you can't be having those poor people, you know, have, you know, shotguns that are too short. Or an AR-15 that's only 10-inch long barrel.
Unless they buy an AR-15 pistol, or unless they buy a Taurus Judge.
This is Obama giving you know how he does that middle finger thing when he scratches his head at people. This is him doing the fuck you to the gun movement. This is all gun owners. This is Obama with his middle finger raised to you. That's all it is. That's it. The only purpose for it, and that's it. That's all there is to it.
Especially the importation.
Yeah. Hey, but remember, they're not coming for your hunting rifle because no one's ever hunted with an M1 Garand.
The only thing I can think of, I really wonder if this is a poke at Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
from Gran Torino.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the. I can't think of any other reason why you would want to prevent the M1 Garand from coming into the country.
Because he could do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and because he knew it would piss people off. Because, yep. It's so outside of the assault weapons that they've been yammering on for the past 5 fucking years. Assault weapon this, assault
Doesn't
weapon
matter.
That. And high rate of fire, blah, 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 blah. We want to bring a gun in that has an 8-round clip, and that's it. And
so it weighs 9.5 pounds. So you mean that gangbangers have not been running around Chicago with Garands?
They don't fit in the Civics.
Yeah.
you, you can't lean out of a Civic because it'll tip over because it's too damn heavy.
Maybe it's because these guns actually have clips.
That's it. They have clips and bayonets.
Yeah, and also you got to remember that we also got to factor in the public health cost, as we have to factor in the emergency room visits for M1 thump. Because those things,
the fact that they weigh a ton and they are inevitably going to drop on somebody's foot.
I mean, gangs aren't going to use them anyway because, you know, once they hear that ping, the Crips know the Bloods are out of ammo. Duh.
Yeah. You see a lot of gang members with sore thumbs.
Yeah, nice.
Lord. Not going to happen.
No.
No.
Yeah, well, anyway, I am actually waiting the next couple of days to get a Form 4 back, or Form 1 for my next SBR, which I got one of those Rony conversion kits for a Glock 21. Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
A little shoulder stock, a little M4 shoulder stock.
Yeah, it turns a Glock 21 into a short barrel carbine, basically. Ugh. Well, my Glock 21, I already have a suppressor on it. So it's going to be a fun little plinker.
Well, I was in the process of trying to build an SBR for the 300 Blackout, and I'm kind of screwed right now because I live in Houston. I was about to do an NFA trust, and now I'm like, well, shit.
I'd still do it if I were you. I was planning on doing an NFA trust anyway.
Yeah, but there's no point. If I got to get a law enforcement sign off anyway, it ain't going to happen in Houston.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, is that the problem?
Yeah.
The sheriff here would sign off on it, definitely.
Well, the sheriff where I used to live.
My primary desire to sign off on it for right now, you know, if something were to happen to me, you know, my wife or my kids would have to actually take all my Class 3 firearm devices and
turn them
over to the sheriff.
Oh.
Why would they have to do that?
Because there would be nobody left in the household who was allowed to possess them unless there was a trust.
I'm not sure that's right.
Specifically, well, at least here in Virginia, that's what the rule is.
Yeah.
Unless you have a trust. And that's the primary reason I want to get a trust and assign them all to it, which is going to be expensive because I got too many already. And to transfer them to the trust, guess what? It's another $200 a pop.
Yeah, that's the thing.
To send them over. So right there, it's $1,200.
Yep.
Plus the legal fees to set it up.
Yeah. Well, I guarantee you the fees for setting up the trust would be less than $1,200.
Right. So, you know, it's not prohibitive, and it's, you know, just a little bit more insurance, and it's more portable. It's really interesting, too, though. It's hearsay, and I really wish I could find the you know, jurisdictional sensitivities about it. Some jurisdictions don't like you to possess Class 3 silencers if you have a trust as opposed to assigned to a person.
I've never heard of that. I know lots of people that have silencers in a trust.
What's that? Say that again?
I know lots of people that have suppressors in a trust.
Yes. In fact, so do I.
Oh, I thought Alan said he knew about wearing a trust.
No.
Male prostitute, yeah. Anyway, lost my train of thought.
Oh, sorry.
So anyhow, I'm probably still going to set one up.
NFA items. What's your favorite? What's your crown jewel of your collection?
Actually, I have a Ruger 10/22 with an integral suppressor that is so quiet, it is ridiculous, and it's still got all the accuracy of a, you know, a really nice Ruger 10/22, but it is whisper quiet. The loudest thing is the brass when it lands on the ground.
That's why you just hold your finger up against the charging handle.
Yeah, definitely. I also have a Ruger Mark III handgun with a integral suppressor that's wicked quiet.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Wicked quiet?
We're running out of time. Quiet.
Did you move south?
We're running out of time, my buddy,
no,
the gun enthusiast.
Good term.
I'm going to hang
that's
up
a
on
good
you.
Term.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I'm going to hang up on you.
Okay. Ciao.
Bye.
More callers?
No. It's 9
it's 10 o'clock.
O'clock.
10 o'clock.
I'm not ready to go to bed yet.
Well, okay.
Drink more.
Well, we wound up not talking about damn near anything we were going to talk about. But
well, that's boobs
okay.
And
guns. They'll be next week.
We talked about boob glue. Come on. What more would you want?
Yeah, I know. All right.
I'm sure something will happen, and we'll have another show next week.
Sure.
I have to admit, Brita, I learned something today.
What? About boob glue. Please let's not talk about boob glue.
It seemed
archaic to me. It seemed totally
I mean, it's like something you think came from like the 1700s. Where
right.
You know,
exactly.
Get into the corsets and lace themselves up and, you know,
yes.
Tape them and, you know, slap them up, flip them, rub them down. Whoa, and there you go.
Yes.
Genuine whalebone.
Genuine whalebone. That's right. That's how he stays.
I just think that if you're relying on, like, the 2 millimeters more of push-up that boob glue gives you so that you get attention on your tits, I'm just like, you have issues.
Especially when she's got a pretty good
have
set.
You, look at them. I mean, come on. Oh, my God.
Though, to be fair, Brita, I hope you don't mind me mentioning, but you get a pretty nice set yourself.
Aw, honey. You're sweet.
I don't know what the Boone and Crockett score on your rack is. It's too much math.
You're very cute, but I'm more about the ass than the boobs. So
I don't know about that.
Wow. Okay, let's not discuss this now.
Let's at least come here.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll be back next week.
Don't hang up, Rita.
I have tits and ass of the squirrel report.
Yes, that's right. Don't hang up, Rita.
Squirrel TNA report.
We'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Good night.